My name is John Erling, and today's date is February 25th, 2011. Jenk, state your full name, please, your date of birth, and your present age.
Jenk and Lloyd Jones, Jr. I go by Jenk. Date of birth is 6/24/36, and I am 74.
We are recording this in my home near 81st and Yale. Where were you born, Jenk?
Born in Tulsa.
Which hospital?
St. John, the original.
Your mother's name and maiden name and where she was born and where she came from?
She was Juanita Carlson. She was born in Fort Collins, Colorado. Her father was governor of Colorado. She came from a largely Swedish community in northeastern Colorado.
And she came to Tulsa?
She came with her married sister to Bartlesville when the married sister's husband, Jerry Westby, was working with an oil company there. And I assume that's where she met my dad.
Your father's name?
Father's name, Jenk and Lloyd Jones, born in Madison, Wisconsin.
So he grew up in that area?
He grew up in that area. My grandfather was the publisher of the Wisconsin State Journal.
The story begins then talking about your grandfather, and it does talk about the Tulsa Tribune, its legacy, and the family Jones. And Jenk, why don't you give us a brief bio of yourself here as you're going to be the storyteller?
Well, I worked on newspapers in Colorado, Minnesota, and Alaska before coming back to the Tribune. I worked on the Tribune for a total of about 32 years. And I went from cub reporter to copy desk to telegraph editor and rim man and assistant city editor and assistant managing editor and on up the chain over a long period of time. My specialties were covering government. I covered both the State House and Washington, covering politics, doing political polling, great interest in geopolitics, worldwide, international relations, and so on. But I also covered the space program, including a number of launches. I did travel writing from all over the world. I think I had bylines from 77 countries and almost every state. And I covered fun things like prisons and sports and crime news.
Your education, you went to elementary here in Tulsa?
I went to elementary at Elliott. Went to junior high school at Horace Mann before it was a prison. Had a year at Central, and then I finished up with 2 years at Choate in Wallingford, Connecticut.
And why Wallingford, Connecticut?
Well, my dad wanted me to go to a prep school prior to college, so I went up there, and it was an interesting experience. I liked to travel, of course, and so that's one reason I lettered in three sports, so I could make all the traveling teams, because New England, particularly in the fall, is a pretty place to see.
And those three sports were?
Football, basketball, baseball.
And then on to college?
Then went to the University of Colorado, where I was the 10th member of my family to go to school there. My grandfather, who became the governor of Colorado in 1914, was the center of the Colorado line, along with his two Swedish brothers, about 1900. And then I had an uncle that played football up there about the late 20s and early 30s. It was a Rhodes Scholar and was Carl Albert's roommate. And my mother kept house for them in Oxford, which is why she and Carl were friends until she died. So we had a long family tradition with the University of Colorado.
Is it fair to say, as we begin to tell the story, that we begin with your grandfather, Richard Lloyd Jones?
Yes. He was a journalist early on, although he spent a year as a professional actor in New York and was a member of Actors Equity all of his life. But he was an editorial writer in New York and Washington. One of the people who worked for him when he was an editor at Collier's Magazine was Frederick Remington. And the walls of his office were covered with Remington's work. And when he left to go to Madison to buy his own newspaper, he decided to leave the artwork on the walls there because he said it belonged to the magazine. But I always said he left the family fortune on the wall.
Whatever came of it?
I don't know. But he went back to Madison, where he made a considerable name for himself, along with his first cousin, Frank Lloyd Wright. My grandfather left Madison in 1919, but still made enough of an impact on the community that he was voted one of the 100 most significant citizens of Madison for the 20th century, even though he missed the last 81 years of it.
Wasn't he also founder of All Souls Unitarian Church?
He was co-founder of All Souls Unitarian Church, along with Bill Holloway.
Here in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm. And his father was a Unitarian minister.
How did he connect to the Tulsa Tribune?
I don't know the full background, but I know he came down to Oklahoma at the time of statehood. I think he was writing for Collier's then, but whatever magazine he was writing for, he wrote a very glowing account of this new state and its potentials. I think that always was in the back of his mind. Somehow he found out that Charles Page, the wonderful philanthropist from Sand Springs, who owned the Tulsa Democrat, wanted to get out of the newspaper business. They had had some connection, so he came down and they made an agreement, and he bought Charles Page out and changed the name to the Tulsa Tribune.
Because it was the Tulsa Tribune Democrats.
Yeah, a very short time, a month or so. Of course, Tribune going back to the old Roman term, meaning a servant of the people. My granddad was a political maverick. If the Democrats were in, he was a Republican. If the Republicans were in, he was a Democrat, unless he was a bull mooser. So he was kind of all over the political map. He covered national conventions for 56 years, which might be a record, starting with William Jennings Bryan's Cross of Gold speech in 1896 and ending up as a Taft delegate to the 52 Republican convention while my father was writing editorials for Eisenhower, which made for fun in the family.
But the Tribune became a Republican newspaper.
It was, let's put it, largely Republican, but it supported a number of Democrats in various races. It was a very strong supporter of Howard Edmondson in 1958, the first really reformed Democrat and the first reformed governor we had and the first from Tulsa. It supported Mike Mulroney in 62 for the Senate. And in 1968, my dad, who was, of course, the editor and publisher, and my uncle, who was the president of the company, ran the business side, split on who to support. So instead of ducking the issue like most papers would, they wrote editorials, one for Bellman, one for Mulroney, of equal length. My uncle, not being a trained writer, still did an excellent job with his, and they ran side by each, and that caused quite a bit of comment in journalism circles around the country.
The Tribune never endorsed a Democrat for president, did it?
Not in my memory, but I don't go back to, I think my grandfather was pretty unhappy with a lot of the Republicans in the 20s, so I don't know how that goes.
A little bit about his cousin, because his cousin's name is so famous, the architect Frank Lloyd Wright. Before I get into more of that, Lloyd has made its way down through the Jones family. Everybody's middle name is Lloyd.
Yeah, and actually Frank's middle name was not Lloyd originally, but he changed it to Lloyd because he had spent a lot of time with the Lloyd Joneses up in the valley around Spring Green, Wisconsin. So he changed his middle name to Lloyd to correspond with the Joneses. Wright, of course, is just as Welsh a name as Jones.
So then he was spending time with the Lloyd Joneses.
With the Lloyd Joneses.
And who were they then?
Well, that was the family that came over from Wales in the late 1840s. My great-grandfather, who became the Unitarian minister, went off to the Civil War as a drummer boy and soon ended up as an artilleryman and fought through many of the great campaigns on the western part of the Civil War.
So then you've maintained to honor the name of Lloyd nearly every man.
Actually, I don't know how it works, but a lot of times in correspondence you would see Lloyd Jones hyphenated, which is often something you see in the British Isles. So we just gradually dropped the hyphen, although I still had some correspondence with the hyphen, and just made it a middle name, even for our children.
Your grandfather commissioned Frank Lloyd Wright to build a house for him here in Tulsa in 1929, and that house still stands there. What is the address of that?
I think it's 3704 South Birmingham.
Did you live in that house?
Yeah, for about 2 or 3 weeks when I was 4 and a half. We had moved from the original house that the Jones family had bought up on Vancouver and Cameron on the northwest side up near Owen Park. We were moving into a house at 38th and Lewis, and it had some repairs that needed to be done. So we stayed in my grandfather's house for 2 or 3 weeks.
That had to cause quite a sensation in Tulsa with this famous architect. But he hadn't really attained his fame yet. Your grandfather was probably trying to help him out.
Yeah, he was trying to help him out because there wasn't a lot of work at that time. It was at the start of the Depression. I think Frank was already pretty well known, but he hadn't achieved top fame. Remember, this was some years after he had built the Imperial Hotel in Japan that was practically the only building that survived the 1923 earthquake. So that had done much to make his name.
The name of the house was?
West Hope.
Why that name?
I don't know. Yeah. My granddad had a summer place first in Minnesota and later in Wisconsin, which was named North Home. So
West Hope. It was listed on the National Register of Historic Places, and it remains. You mentioned the Depression. Comment about the Great Depression and how management had to cut staff, reduce salaries, and that type of thing.
I was only born into the latter half of the Depression, but I do know that Dad told me that at times they tried to keep staff, but they had to make 4 pay cuts during that time, including his. Of course, newspapermen weren't paid very much at that time, and wages generally were minuscule compared to what they are today. So some of those cuts may have been 50 cents a week, but since 50 cents could pretty well feed a family a good meal, that could be important. But they managed to hold the paper together, and they had a separate building. They were on Archer Street. I think the military wanted the building as World War II approached, so they decided to move into the World Building and set up a joint operating agreement with the World, which was only the 3rd such agreement in the country. Each newspaper remained independent in staff, editorial writing, and news, but they shared presses, trucks, engraving equipment, and things like that, so that there was a considerable cost saving for both papers.
And that was in 1941, I believe.
Yeah, 1941.
Your grandfather, Richard Lloyd Jones, had 2 sons and a daughter. Let's name them.
Okay, Richard Lloyd Jones, Jr. My father was Jenkin Lloyd Jones. And my aunt was Florence Barnett. Barnett was her married name, but she was better known as Bisser or Biss, and that came because my dad, as a toddler, couldn't pronounce baby sister, so it came out Bisser, and that's how she got that nickname.
All 3 siblings became part of the publishing work, and both your father then and your uncle were involved in it. Richard Lloyd Jones, Jr. was president of the Newspaper Printing Corporation.
Right.
And then your father, Jenkin Lloyd Jones, served as the publisher and editor of the Tribune.
Right.
With that established, then, we move forward, and then you as grandson served as editor and publisher when the last issue of the Tulsa Tribune
right.
came off the presses.